Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hurts lines them up. They're looking like they're going for the tush-push. Hurts. Calling. Still calling. He sneaks. He's pushed. He's in. Touchdown. Dallas Goedert with a big push from behind. And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59.
That wasn't the last one. It is back. Tush-push stays for 2025.
Welcome back. I definitely thought it was gone.
Well, I think a lot of us did. I certainly did. We got through by two votes. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. Joining us in studio here is Elliott Shore Parks, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seed. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, happy Tush Push Stays Wednesday.
What a day. What a day in Philly sports.
What a day indeed.
The Tush Push the most famous play designed in NFL history now? Not Philly special.
I would say so. Because it's gotten a lot of ire.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's met with a lot of controversy.
Well, other plays are more conceptual, right? Like this is a play that we all know.
Like the West Coast offense had a lot of influence.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you might be right. I didn't think about it like that, but it's certainly
a named play.
It's certainly one of the most famous football plays ever. And look how much consternation it caused for years, including. And I don't know where you came down on this. We were discussing today how it felt like the NFL, specifically Goodell, was out to get the Eagles on this.
Yeah. So I think today is a massive win for the Eagles, right? Like, the play itself, it's important that they'll have it next year. It'll make them a better team to have it. I think they would have converted at a high rate anyway, but you would rather have the ability to run the play, right? So I think it's a massive win for them in that perspective. But the other main takeaway here is, the Eagles are a level of powerful and successful right now that we've maybe never seen in franchise history.
They are Super Bowl
champions. Mm-hmm. They just beat the NFL in this. They beat Roger Goodell. They brought in Jason Kelce today to close the deal. Jeffrey Lurie apparently spoke for 30 minutes about this and said, really, it seems, did obviously a very good job. This isn't just a win on the field for the Eagles. I think this is a really good example of how powerful they are right now and the level that they are operating.
So let me throw this in. So according to Albert Breer, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie, assistant GM John Ferrari, and legend Jason Kelce spoke for around 45 minutes in the general session. Kelce's speech focused on the mechanics of the play and how, in his view, it is not overly dangerous. Breer added, and he didn't acknowledge which side they were on, but he said others that spoke in this meeting were Jerry Jones, San Francisco's Jed York and Terry Pakula of Buffalo. I think Buffalo was against it, so we kind of know where he, probably what side he was on. I don't know what side Jerry Jones was on or the San Francisco owner, but you're right, Elliot. It's a good point. They got 45 minutes in front of the most powerful people in the NFL, and they converted at least enough to save this thing.
They pushed it through.
They pushed.
You've
been sitting on that one? I like that.
There you go, right?
I like that one.
That's pretty creative.
In all seriousness, like, this is a major win for the Eagles. I mean, I thought this play was gone. Like, to be able to wield that type of influence around the league, right? To call around. We always talk about Howie's biggest strength is his, I think, the relationships he has around the league. That's how he's good at trading. He knows what the value is of certain players. He knows when a player is available. That is one part of the relationships. The other part of that is an ability to call teams and be like, hey, we need you for this. Or, you know, this is, or to be able to convince them. Getting this tush push shaved was no small feat. Right? I mean, they only lost by 2 votes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it was the final vote was 22-10 to ban, but they needed 24
right,
to ban.
So it was only, so this was not, like, the Eagles did, it was an uphill climb for them
totally.
To get this done.
Well, it was. And the fact that it stays now, it opens it up to where, obviously, they could use it all season. But this is probably the last year of the tush push. I mean,
okay.
But wait, we moved from, it was just a discussion a year ago to 22-10 to ban it. If I had to just guess the trajectory, the Eagles use it again. They use it a lot. They're successful. And we're done with this thing a year from now.
I think the only way the play ends up being close to banned is if there is an injury this year on the play. I do not think the NFL will go after the play again with no notable incident with the play this year. And frankly, they should not be allowed to. They have tried to bring the play down twice now, and they have failed. Like double jeopardy. Like you're not allowed to just continually try somebody for the same exact thing time and time again. The NFL failed. Like this should be the end of it. Now, if there's new evidence, if someone gets hurt, different situation. You talk about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they were just going to go after this play every single offseason.
Well, unfortunately, the odds are someone probably gets hurt. It's football, right? Like if teams run it, I don't know, 300 times next year, I'm just throwing a number. Someone's probably going to get hurt. It's a football play, right? Someone might just hurt an ankle, but just, and maybe it's not because of the tush push, but just on that play. Hugh, I think we're going to have one more year of it. I think this is our swan song, but I'm just happy we have it.
You know, what's funny. It's interesting that Elliot framed it the way that he did because I didn't think about it that way. It should be double jeopardy against this, but it the only way that you could come back, because it sounds to me, L, like the information that they got, it was rhetoric. The guys that were against it was kind of rhetoric, and they didn't offer any new data to support their side. And it feels to me like Jeffrey, Mr. Lurie, talking for 30 minutes.
It's a big deal.
Really had a lot of data to back up what he was saying, and then to have the weight of Jason Kelce sitting there and you know, telling you the mechanics of an actual player, that probably carried a lot of weight. I know, but it also sounded like, you know, a lot of the owners didn't like the fact that he was there. And it was a little bit of pushback from that.
Kelce?
Yeah,
well, because
the fact that he was there.
They had a separate conversation. They basically, the way it seemed worded to me was they made Kelce leave at some point, right? Because it's only supposed to be the owners when they take the vote. So they let Kelce in, he talked, but then they're like, all right, now we got to meet without him.
Also, this morning when it came out Kelce was going to be there, that to me was the first indication that Eagles thought they had a real chance at this thing.
Like he could sway some.
Like, you're not flying Kelce to Minnesota if you don't think there's a real shot that it was close.
I agree. And it turned out to be really close. All right, 215-592-9494 to react with us here as the Tush Push is back for 2025. Elliot, while we have you, though, we have to discuss the Sirianni extension.
Well, can I do one more Tush Push?
You got it. Go ahead.
You got one more joke.
Can you imagine the electricity in the stadium when they run the Tush Push in week one?
They're going to score their first touchdown.
That's what I'm saying.
On opening night, like, with the Tush Push.
The NFL, it's like, what's it saying? It's like, you come for the king, you best not miss or whatever. Like, they missed. And now the Tush Push is going to
that was Omar from The Wire.
Exactly right. That and Sex and the City, my two favorite HBO shows. But
that's a whole nother conversation.
But imagine
over Curb and every other show.
See, you were stuck on it too.
I mean, Sex and the City is top class HBO. Maybe the most influential show HBO's ever made.
I go ahead.
We about to go down.
Regardless, when the Tush Push is ran this year, it is going to be like an epic play every single time. Now.
Well, it is, and it's going to hold more weight. Here's what I need, Elliot. Week one, Cowboys, and typically Goodell attends that game, right?
Yeah,
the opener. I need the camera on Roger Goodell when the Eagles score their tush-push touchdown. And I want it on the Jumbotron at the stadium.
Well, the other thing this does is it makes the play like very much ours. You know, like I think there's going to be a lot more ownership from Philadelphia for this play now. Before it was a well-known play, and I've seen them run it on the road, and Eagles fans do get up and start cheering. But I think now it's like another level of that. I heard one of the shows yesterday discussing if it's the Eagles' identity.
Yeah, we were discussing
it. Yeah. I think there's an argument now. It's like this helps that. It solidifies it in that way.
Well, it makes it more of what will be like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when this team is talked about, right? This era of Eagles football, especially if they win another one. It's going to, like, very early in the conversation is the tush push.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how early it is. We'll see where they go and how many more they win and Sirianni, I mean, and Hurts.
It's not crazy. Like, should they build a tush push statue outside the link?
What would it look like? Would it be the
tush push?
What?
Tush push
five
statue.
Five offensive linemen, Jalen, Saquon, Goddard.
We put in the...
It's one of this franchise's signature things now.
I mean...
No, I know, but like aesthetically, what does it look like? Is Jalen on top and being pushed over?
No, I think it's pre-snap. I think it's the offensive line, Jalen, and then the guys behind it.
I'm in.
I think so. I think you got to embrace this thing.
You?
Kim Cattrall was hot in Porky's, though.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Mm. Yeah, she was hot.
I know, but
I thought you would have been in on a Sex and the City show.
I was.
Did you watch it?
Not really.
Not really, I know she did.
I remember, it's a yes. I didn't watch it because
come on now.
No, I didn't watch it, but I remember she was popular because she was free. I'm curious how you're gonna phrase this. She was in tune with her sexuality.
It's one of those.
As you can tell, I was still stuck on the Sex and the City thing.
I think my question to you was, would you be good with a tush push statue? And that's what you answered.
No, that's just too much. What do you mean it's too much? I don't feel
we just got it back.
To have a statue for a signature play in the Super Bowl, I'm okay with that. But to build a statue for the tush push?
But it's this era's play.
That's a bit much. I just feel like that's a bit much.
I think you could argue the tush push is a more famous play than Philly special.
I was just going to say that. It's the same.
More controversial.
It's more talked about. The Philly special is more controversial.
It's not a more important play or a better play, but I think more fans probably currently think of the Eagles with the tush push than Philly special.
I agree.
Philly was a bold move. What is Nick Foles' nickname? That's a Nick Foles' nickname.
You tell me.
Yeah, that's a Nick Foles' nickname move. That's why he has a statue.
So,
because that was a Nick Foles' nickname
move. Nick Foles are not the same size. Yeah.
I know you're a Jordan guy, right?
Yeah.
Like the Jordan the first Jordan shoes became what they are because the NFL or the NBA banned them. Right, remember they were like the band shoe.
Yeah,
it created an aura around the shoe that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
The aura.
Now that the tush push has been tried to be banned and it's still here, like it goes to another level of notoriety and fame, and it's attached to the franchise in a way it wouldn't have been before.
I agree with this. 20 years from now, when people talk about famous Eagle play, it's going to be the tush push. Fans that aren't here might actually forget about the Philly special. Like, oh, then they run
that's
a trick.
That's a bit strong.
No, I don't know. 20 years from now?
Forget about the Philly special.
20 years from now, you ask an NFL fan not here and say, remember the Eagles beat the Patriots?
Oh, an NFL fan.
No one here will ever forget. NFL fan might say, oh, didn't they run a trick play or something?
I think that's probably true.
The tush push is going to, because I do think it's going to get banned at some point. So it's going to be a play that tried to get banned. They couldn't do it. Eagles run it again. And then I think the statue idea is a good one.
It's going to be attached to the team in a way it was not before. But the other thing is, there's been a lot of teams that said the play's not safe, right?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills. Can they run it next year? Like, if you're Sean McDermott, you just spent the whole offseason being like, it's a player safety issue. We don't think it should be run.
Do you come back to it?
Do you run it? I mean, imagine you're a player on the Bills and you've heard your head coach say repeatedly he does not view it as a safe play. And then he puts it in the playbook.
Well, imagine you're an offensive lineman. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think he tries. I mean, as many times as the Buffalo Bills tried to run it last year, and then for McDermott to sit up there and have the audacity, to say it the way that he said it. Yes, he's what do they call it? Unscrupulous. Mm. No scruples.
Yeah.
That's unscrupulous. Yeah.
He probably should also stop talking if past precedent is anything.
He is one of those people that, would they say, talking out the side of your neck? Mm. He's been doing that a lot lately. So, yeah he's
probably
going to
run. That's what
I'm
saying. For going into next year, if he runs it, don't you think it's a fair question to say you ran the tush push, you still view it as a player safety issue?
Totally. I mean,
no, you could ask him if you're in the media.
Yeah.
But I don't think the players are going to. You know, players might look at him sideways, the ones that are aware of it.
Like, I know you weren't an offensive lineman, but.
But, yeah, I look at him. If he did it, this is a better way. If he was Jack Del Rio, I look at him like, man, why the hell are you running this?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like having a piece of wood in the locker room. Why the hell you got a piece of wood in the locker room?
But he's going to be caught either way, McDermott. If he runs it, I'm sure they're going to ask him, didn't you say this was unsafe?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think they're in a. I think all these teams that went against it are in a bad place. All right, 215-592-949 for LA. Before we let you go, Sirianni got his contract extension.
Yes.
What did you make of hearing him yesterday? First time he spoke after it.
Well, what a week for Nick.
Great
first
week.
Of all.
It might be the best week of his tenure besides actually winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Left us hanging for a whole hour.
Yeah, he got brand
press
new
conference
ones.
Got
that's
brand
okay.
New.
He did. Yeah. Well, it's Super Bowl time.
Yeah, it's all right.
My main takeaway from the press conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the contract, you know, I think there's this perception that the Eagles carry Nick. I think it's much more Nick carries the Eagles. Like, I don't know about that. Well, they started winning once Nick got here. There's one clear point of where this changed, and that was when they hired Nick.
But they started winning when Andy got here.
Well, I'm not saying the entire franchise. Nick is the best head coach in franchise history.
Well,
maybe a debate will happen another day.
But that one will hold, but he's not there yet.
I'm saying 2018, 2019, and 2020, the team was not good.
What about 2017?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying the entire franchise, but I'm saying this iteration of Eagles football begins when Nick was hired. This quarterback, this head coach, this roster for a large, right? So when they brought Nick in, he turned the franchise around. Like, Howie is obviously outstanding at his job. Jalen's an elite quarterback. But Howie was here before Nick was hired. Jalen was here before Nick was hired.
Sure.
Not as much, obviously. It was only 1 year.
But they won a Super Bowl with Howie before Nick.
Correct. Howie's great at his job. But I'm saying that the perception has always been Nick is only successful because of Howie, or Nick's only successful because of the roster. This team was not successful before Nick got here.
They were.
No, but you're including 2017.
But
you're
starting at 2018.
No, I'm starting at 2020. I'm starting when Nick got hired in 2021. The prior three seasons were disaster, and they were trending down.
Sure, but why are we starting at the previous three seasons and not the previous
because
four? Because
the
fourth one is the Super Bowl.
Because once the Super Bowl is won, like that's kind of the next phase. Like they, regardless of whether you include it or not, the arrow was pointing down when Nick got here.
I agree with that.
Well, I don't think there's even agree or disagree.
They won four games the previous season.
They were a disaster, right? The front office was viewed as no one can get along up there. No one wanted the job, was the report.
Yep.
They didn't have a quarterback.
They interviewed a lot of weird names that cycle.
Nick getting here turned this franchise around.
I will meet you on the middle on this. I don't think he's carried by them as much as I thought. I think it's more even, where the franchise gives him a lot, but he did a good job with it.
I mean, you look since he got here. All their draft picks are hitting at a higher rate. I don't think all of a sudden Howie has a better eye for football. I think they're developing the players better. They win like 80% of their regular season games. They've won a Super Bowl and been to two. Like that all started once Nick got here.
So here's the last thing I want to ask you today. We don't have any details yet. If you had to guess, where do you think he's going to come in terms of highest paid coaches if those details come out? Usually at some point they do. So Andy Reid is number one, mm-hmm. which is obviously well-earned over many years. I believe Sean Payton is two, and they had to lure him off of TV, so they paid him a lot. Jim Harbaugh, I think, is three. They had to get him out of college. And then it goes some order. I think McVay and Shanahan are around the top five. Mm-hmm. Where do you think Sirianni comes in?
So I would first say I do think it really matters. I do think like if we found out this was a 2-year deal on, you know, for $11 million, that's a pretty tepid endorsement, I would say.
Totally.
Right? So I think it matters. I would be surprised if he's in the top five. And, you know, Ben Johnson just got, what, 14 from the Lions?
I think 13.
So I do think you could look at that and go, well, clearly he deserved more than Ben Johnson. But also we know Milton Williams doesn't deserve to be the top paid defensive tackle, and he is. So I think that Nick was somewhat negotiating from not really a position of strength. Like he had a full year on his deal. He's not really going to leave, let's be honest.
But he just won the Super Bowl.
He did, which is why he got the deal. But I would guess he's not top five is what I'm saying. I bet you it's a lot. He was making, I think, 7. Like it might be close to double that. It's probably double figures. but I would guess it's not top five.
All right, I'm going to set the line at Ben Johnson at 13. If he doesn't jump over a guy that's never coached a game.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
I don't know if I agree with that, though, because Ben Johnson is a free agent that is on the market. Just like you said, Sean Payton had to be lured away from from TV. Like Milton Williams, again, perfect example. Milton Williams should, in theory of his ranking, is not where he is paid.
Sure, he
when
was on the open market.
Agent,
yeah.
You get more. It's like when players sign extensions, they take a little less because they don't go to the market.
But the Eagles could have paid him whatever they wanted. I mean, there's no salary.
Or they could have been like, we're not giving you a contract.
They could have.
That's what I mean about position of power. Like, Nick wants to stay here. It's a great job. He was not a free agent.
But they also would look weird if they don't give their coach off a Super Bowl an extension and make him a lame duck. I mean, that would...
I would agree with that, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out when it comes out.
Where do you think he's at?
I think he's probably below the top five, but ahead of Ben Johnson. The Ben Johnson thing, if I'm Sirianni's agent, I can't be below him. It's disrespectful. I just won the Super Bowl.
I agree with you, but it is a different negotiation.
I understand.
Yeah.
Hugh and Kyle were fighting for him to be the highest paid coach in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he's the highest paid. He in the cul-de-sac. He in the big red cul-de-sac.
I just don't see what the downside to making him the highest paid coach in the league.
Yeah, he in the big red cul-de-sac.
Well, the downside is, let's say, and I don't think this is going to happen, but no one thought Doug would get fired in 2020, is in 2 years, this thing completely falls apart. And he's
then just fire him.
No, I get that, but it's
Jeff Lurie's money.
You still have to pay him.
I don't care about Lurie's money.
I get that, but just realistically, we know. If you're paying Nick $20 million a year, that is going to impact how much you pay the next head
coach. That's great, but didn't they give Sean Payton like a 10-year deal or something?
Something crazy.
It's something ridiculous. Yeah. Like the Raiders did it with Gruden, like just fire him.
I'm with you, but this is not how these people think. This is why rich people are rich. They don't throw away money like us.
His money.
I don't either, but this is how it works. All right, Ellie, we appreciate hopping in.
Fun times.
Yes, it's always well. It's a great day. It's a great day for the Eagles. Yes. All right, Elliot Shore Parks.
Right,
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for hopping
in.
Let's talk to Jay in Philly. He wants to celebrate with us as the Philadelphia Eagles get to keep the Tush Push. What's up, Jay?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Me and Hugh is hosting a Tush Push party at Delilah's after the show.
Man, you didn't tell us about this.
Man, I am way too old to be having my old ass in Delilah's looking like a sponsor and lather Vaseline on me. My car's still in the shop. I don't even know how much that's going to cost yet. I'm definitely not going to be a sponsor. I can't do it.
Well, look. Whenever you're ready, man, you just hit me up, man. We gotta celebrate, man.
You sound like who called me damn near every day?
Hollis,
and talk about going to Delilah's.
Hold on. I used to be on the scene while Hollis was on the scene too, and I ain't no snitch. All I'm gonna say is, hey, man, is me, you, and Hollis hosted a party at Delilah's.
Man, listen,
you gotta be off. I know my limitations.
Need 2-3 days. I know my limitations, and that's why I take my ass home after work every day. I'm not fooling with Hollis. No, I might, but I got Monday off.
Uh-oh.
So I might call the tank today. See what he doing
this weekend. Hollis a legend in 2 games. We gonna leave it.
No,
at
I
that.
Know. No, man, you listen. You telling me? I already know. I know Hollis.
So I love the fact that we still have it, and I feel like that. Obviously, it was the commissioner a lot and a group of owners. And they must have went to the owners and said, hey, what if y'all develop a play in a year or so or right now that people can't stop and there's a witch hunt for you and your team and your play? You know, like what are you guys going to do? You know, like they're coming at this play and there's no information about injuries that they can give us. And once you've seen that, it's like they're just coming after the play because it's successful. So what if you're Buffalo and you design a form of a play that's successful? Now, are you still going to vote this? So I think they got to some owners and was like, y'all really got to look at, you know, if you vote this, the type of precedent you're setting for if there's a play that's within the rules, but you just can't stop it.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, this thing had a lot of layers, Jay, and I'm just happy today that there were enough teams with a spine because it just felt like Goodell was trying to convince everyone. And I think they, according to one thing I saw, they flipped about six teams that weren't going to vote against the Eagles in March decided to vote against them today. But obviously they didn't get enough votes. I'm just glad there were enough teams that had a spine and said, no, I don't think this should be out of the game.
Exactly. Because I think it hit them like, hey, if we vote against this play,
yep,
what's going to happen to us? You know, so I think it probably was almost that simple, man, because there's no data about the injuries. Either way, I think it motivated us because now we're like, I'll just pick at us, man. You picked at us and picked at us, you know, and now we still got the play. So hopefully Jerry Jones voted against the play. You know, hopefully he wanted to ban it so that we can run it down their face. And like you said, I want to see Jerry Jones and Goodell on the Jumbotron when we score on a tush push. Oh, my God, that is going to be
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Jay, appreciate the phone call. Usually, I've not been a fan over the years of Sirianni's demeanor on the sideline. Like, he could be a little immature.
Oh, you're okay with it this
time? I'm okay with the petty on this. When they score on the tush push week one, I'm good with Sirianni pointing up to Goodell in his booth. That would be fun. I'm for that. 215-592-9494. We're celebrating the return of the tush push. For at least one more season, we won the vote. By the way, ironically, the score of the vote was exactly the same as the score of the Eagles-Packers playoff game. 22-10 was the vote. 22-10 was the Eagles-Packers playoff game this past year.
Yeah,
that's right. All right. The NFL, they were clearly trying to screw the Eagles. Didn't work, though. You can react with us on the other side. Plus, we'll get Ike Reese's reaction as he joins us in studio next. The Tush Push is back. We'll discuss right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.